Welcome to the Halderman Podcast. I'm your host, Robert McNamara, and today we'll be speaking about what it takes to become a certified general appraiser. I'm joined by Emily Elfers, an appraiser assistant with Halderman Real Estate Services. Emily, why don't you start by telling us about yourself and how you ended up being an appraiser assistant with Halderman?
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me on today. I started at Wilmington College, and I graduated from the college in 2018, and I studied agricultural business. While I was at Wilmington College, I interned with a lending institution who specialized in agricultural lending. And one of the things that I was exposed to was appraisals and kind of their in-house appraisal process. After I graduated, I was connected to some individuals at Halderman actually through my old internships and went and met with the team and just felt like it was a really great fit for me. Not only am I able to do appraisals, but I'm also able to do farm management and real estate as well. So I really like that aspect of being able to kind of dally in a little bit of everything. Definitely no day is the same when you're with Halderman. So that's always fun and interesting. And I really enjoy the career. I'm able to build relationships with people and travel all over Western Ohio and get to see different farms and meet with different individuals.
That's great. Can you tell me what the requirements are to become a registered appraiser assistant?
Yeah. So becoming a registered appraiser assistant is the first step in your journey to becoming a certified general appraiser, which is the license required to appraise farmland, agricultural livestock buildings, and different things like that. So to become a registered appraiser assistant, the first thing you need to do is take some classes. That's a total of 75 hours that you are required to take. And that's just, you know, basic knowledge of principles and procedures of the appraisal industry. It just gives you a broad overview of kind of what you're getting into. There's lots of different ways to obtain those classes. You can do them in person or online. Several different colleges and institutes and organizations that offer those training courses. Also, a key part is finding a supervisor, which will help you on your journey as well to becoming a certified general appraiser. So it's really important to establish who your supervisor is going to be and your relationship with that person, because really you can't do it without a supervisor.
What's the role and responsibilities of the supervisor appraiser?
Yeah, so your supervisor really, you're not allowed to sign an appraisal without that supervisor. So they are the certified general appraiser, and their signature is going to be needed on every appraisal that you work on. So they're really key in making sure that you understand the whole process of an appraisal. They'll walk you through the first steps to the last steps. And as you work with them, you'll become more comfortable in doing the appraisal, and they'll kind of step back in their role a little bit. But at the end of the day, everything you do has to be done through them. They sign off on everything you do as well. They'll attend inspections with you, go over the reports.
So once you get done with all the classes and become a appraiser assistant, what are the requirements to become a certified general appraiser?
Yeah, so becoming a certified general appraiser, it's going to take you a minimum of 3 years. And because you have to have 3,000 hours of experience. So you have to do that in no less than 18 months. Those 3,000 hours of experience are your hours that you are spending with your supervisor, working on appraisals, working on different case studies, writing sales, going on inspections. Really everything you're doing is counted as a experience hour with your supervisor. You're also required to take a total of 300 hours of classwork, and those classes are offered all over the United States. You can also do them online. There's different organizations that offer those classes. One of the organizations that I have attended classes through would be the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers. What's really cool about that organization is their appraisal classes are really tailored to agriculture and appraising rural properties. So not only are you understanding just appraisals in general, but you're also really specializing in what you're doing every day and learning appraisal techniques to appraise those farmland properties. Another organization that offers the classes would be the Appraisal Institute. And the Appraisal Institute is going to cover topics over all commercial properties, which can include, for example, appraising a hotel or a school or something like that. So those classes are also neat because you're, again, understanding those appraisal techniques and how to go about doing the different approaches, but you're also learning about something that you might not be doing every day. So I think it's important to expand your knowledge, and that's why I've done classes through both of those organizations to get the rule side, but also just commercial in general. So those are the two key things you really have to do with your assistant license would be your experience hours and then those additional classwork hours. Once you've completed 300 hours of class and 3,000 hours of experience, you will take all of that and apply, and then you'll sit for the board for the state exam. And once you pass that, you should be good to go.
It sounds like a lot of work to get certified.
Yes, yes.
What are some of the costs of the classes and other expenses that you incur while you're trying to get your license?
Yeah, absolutely. So each class is going to be a little bit different just because of might be who's offering it. So I tend to think of it as each class is going to be anywhere from $600 to $800. And those classes are typically 4 days long, and they include a 3-hour exam at the end. It really depends if you decide to travel and how far you travel for those courses to kind of gauge the additional cost. So you may have a plane ticket, you'll have a hotel for three or four days, or maybe just the gas in your car. So overall, I'd say you are going to spend around $1,000 on a class because you also have to pay for books and different materials. And if you want to think about it in number of classes, it's going to be about 8 classes on top of your assistant license. So I'm planning on spending anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 over a course of several years on my journey to becoming a certified general appraiser.
Yeah, so it's not just a time commitment, it's a financial commitment as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you'll have different fees associated with your licenses. So each year you'll have to renew your license, whether that's your assistant license or when you go on and get your certified general license. There'll be different fees you have to pay for just to renew that license and upkeep it, as well as making sure you're following up with your continuing education, which also can cost a couple hundred dollars for a couple hours of that as well.
Yeah, and speaking about the continuing education, once you get certified, you're not done with learning and done with classes. So how often do you have to do continuing education?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the industry is always changing. And so it's really important to kind of stay up to keep up to date with those classes. You're going to have to do 14 hours of continuing education every single year. The nice thing about joining some of those organizations is they offer those classes and you can go and meet with other appraisers in the industry who are doing the same thing you're doing. And you can kind of bounce ideas off of each other, spend some time with those people, and also get your continuing ed done.
Yeah, you could probably make some good contacts in that class that if you were working on a project and you needed some advice, or maybe it was a different area where they work, you could use them for information.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the things I really enjoy about this career is, you know, we're all out there trying to get work, but at the end of the day, there's enough work to go around. And I think we're all very supportive of each other and helping each other out. So if I need something, I'm not scared to ask someone. So everyone's, you know, been really welcoming, especially as a trainee. And then I know one day I'd be more than happy to return the favor to someone else and answer any questions they may have. And, you know, I know I wouldn't be where I am today without my supervisor. So that's also something, you know, long-term in the future, how I think it's important that appraisers who have been doing it a while kind of return that favor and also take on a trainee.
Great. What are some good personal skills you have to be proficient in to be an appraiser?
Yeah, so one of the most important things I think is really being able to have those good relationship building skills. A lot of times you'll be doing appraisals for the same clients repetitively, And it's important to build a relationship with them where they are comfortable and know that you can do your job. And they know when you go out and meet with a farmer or a landowner that they're going to feel comfortable sharing information with you and trusting that you're able to do your job. So I think that's really important. Also being, you know, if you say you're going to do something in 2 weeks, you get it done in 2 weeks. And so just those relationship building skills are really important. It's important to be good in math and just attention to detail. There's a lot of little details with each appraisal, and every single appraisal is different. So you've got to be cognizant of that and aware of taking that on. If you don't know something or you're unsure of something, it's really important to ask questions and figure it out. Like I said, every appraisal is different. So you've got to be able to take the time to really do what's right for every appraisal. I think just knowing the agricultural industry, what's going on with the grain markets, you know, the financial institutions, you know, what are interest rates, those kind of things, those all play into how people buy land and how they finance it and what they're willing to pay for land. It's also important to understand how a private sale versus an auction works. And you really got to be able to dig deep and ask the right questions to kind of understand what's going on in the market. It's also, you know, besides just ag, it's important to understand where building materials are, the cost to build a pole barn, build a house, things like that. Those are important as well. And like I said, as long as you're willing to ask questions and find those resources, you should be able to figure everything out that you need to know.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today and all the valuable information. If you'd like to learn more about the Holderman Companies or contact someone on the Holderman team for our evaluation services, please visit holderman.com. Thank you.